want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
When you hear Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you probably think of larger-than-life balloons and show-stopping performers. But this year, for the first time, you should also think of incredible deals. Because Macy's is counting down to the big day with our first-ever parade of deals happening now. We have big savings on gifts, like 25 to 40% off sweaters and fleece. And every day, find new deals online all the way through the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
In order to corroborate more evidence, address the gaps we have in the current regulatory frameworks. If you do that, and also extrapolate some best management principles elsewhere, we'll be in a position to begin to take a holistic approach in getting reforms, institutional reforms, legal reforms, in order to address them and implement them. One, we have realized, GUMO have realized that the current regulatory institutional frameworks we have lacks a lot of internalization, ability to implement and bear results. We have several reforms, we have several political and institutional and corruption regulatory documentations, conventions Ghana signed, regionally in Africa, Ghana appears signature to that. In the country Ghana, we have excellent frameworks. But the question is, why do we have challenges in the implementation? Undisputedly, one, is as a result of weak institutional implementation dispositions. Institutions are weak. They can't implement all the regulatory frameworks that we have. Aside that, there are a lot of political interference in the implementation of these institutional and legal reforms that we have in the country Ghana. Undisputedly, we are saying that, GUMO is saying that, we need to empower CSOs. CSOs operate in a form of freedom that we can empower them to hold the government accountable. Another one, extrapolating lessons from institutional theory. The weaker the institutions are, the less funding they have. The institutions that are easily manipulated by the political authorities in power don't have the capacity to implement the regulatory requirements they are supposed to internalize. Consequently, we need to ensure that their autonomy is intact. And we need also to know that, looking at the current economic dispensation, when there is poverty, when there is economic hardship, the tendency of public institutions, public sector workers to engage in corruption is very high, undisputedly, irrefutably. In view of that, another dimension is also to look at economic reforms and policies, indirectly also end up addressing corruption. We also believe that one of the measures our government in power are going to do is that we have to look at ministers that have been appointed. We bring them to 40. Parliament will secure regulatory constitutional reforms to bring parliament numbers up to maximum 40. What we are going to do is
that... Parliament?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
We are going to do that.
How are you going to do that?
Because, for example, take China. China has a huge population. How many ministers are ruling them? They are not more than 60. China is big, has a huge population. How many ministers do they have? It's not up to 40. If you go to some countries, they have ministers 25, 23. Ghana population is 30 million. We have ministers more than how many? 120 deputy ministers.
Okay.
We don't need those deputy ministers. So what we are thinking that we have to restructure. We have to take off ex-gratia. So we make those money available for institutions that are serious, ready to fight corruption.
Okay.
We need to make those money available to CSOs who are ready to fight corruption. That way to make money available, funding for them, to hold us responsible. So at the close of the day, the public becomes happy that the CSOs are being funded by the government and holding government accountable. At the close of the day, resources will be made available to channel for development the needs of the country.
Okay.
And finally,
okay.
On a final point, we also realize that implementation and internalization of regulatory provisions are best applied when a ruling party is in power against the opposition. The ruling party want to internalize or put into practice the frameworks against the opposition. But we say no. We have to start from ourselves. Before you be appointed as a minister in GUM, first you have to declare your assets. We have to know your bank account. We have to know the assets you have. We have to know your money you have in account. We have to publish that. If you publish that, you'll be liable and be ready to be appointed as a minister. Thereafter, in the fall.
It's 23 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. This is Joy News Today with me, Emefa Akosia Adeti. We're live on DSTV channel 421, GoTV channel 125. Our headlines today. Energy analysts worried about proposed measures within Ghana's energy sector outlined in the New Patriotic Party's manifesto. Also, latest poll by Global Info Analytics revealed over 70% of voters in this year's elections demand answers on the economy from Dr. Baumia and John Mahama. We'll also hit the campaign trail for updates because this is your election headquarters as NDC sets sights on a clean sweep in the Western North region, aiming to win all 9 parliamentary seats in the 2024 elections. The NPP's Dr. Baumia boasts of free SHS success, promises more achievements if elected president. Please stay for details. Welcome back. Now, first story, Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Security, Nana Mwesi VII, is worried about the proposed measures within Ghana's energy sector as outlined in the New Patriotic Manifesto. He outlined specific measure proposals by the NPP, which included combining the PURC, the PRC Commission, with the Energy Commission, merging the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, with the Northern Electricity Distribution Company, NEDCO, and consolidating We Power Authority with the Volta River Authority. Let's speak to Nana Mwesi for more on this. Good afternoon, and also we'll have Kojo Poku at some point to also react to Nana Mwesi's concerns. Good afternoon, Nana Mwesi, and you have concerns about the timeline, specifically about the proposed measures as outlined in the NPP's manifesto. Please throw more light on that concern for us.
Thanks for having me, MFA. Good afternoon to you and to your viewers. MFA, we did state clearly that there is nothing wrong with merging two entities for purposes of achieving economies of scale and also enhancing efficiency, so that the bottom line of these two companies put together will be increased or will be improved. and it's a strategic move used by many countries, many entities, and many companies. And so there's nothing wrong putting two companies together. But what we are saying is, you don't put two limping companies together and expect them to be a stronger entity. What we are saying is, before you take such a move, look at the timing. For instance, government is attempting to merge the WIPA authority with that of the VRA. These entities are producing hydropower, but VRA goes a step further to produce thermal power. A chunk of the power produced by VRA from the hydro segment is directed to the ECG and VACO. These two companies don't pay their bills, and if they do pay, it's not on time. They owe the VRA a chunk of money. And so today, the VRA is surviving on the thermal assets, which most of its generation is directed to the export market, so they get quick cash. And that's what is keeping VRA afloat, because their money is locked up in ECG. That is one. Number two, they are attempting to hive off this thermal asset that's sustaining them and call it a different entity. And so if you're going to add VRA Hydro to Bui Hydro, then VRA is going into this merger from a very weak position financially. It's going to hurt Bui Power Authority. You won't achieve your intended purpose. And so what we are saying is, today the VRA is struggling from its hydro sales because the ECG and NETCO are not performing. The high commercial losses, the technical losses, is impacting the entire sector. It is also not making the cash waterfall mechanism work effectively. And so let's go and work on the inefficiencies and the leakages in the distribution segment so that all the entities, the fuel supplier, the fuel transmitter, the generator, including the VRA, will be made financially sound before we attempt such a move. So the timing is wrong, MFR.
Okay, and so in your estimation, how long do you think that we should take to solve at least or curb the issue in the revenue collection side, especially ECG? And then you'd say that ECG would have been ready for us to merge these companies together.
We admit that it's not going to be tomorrow, because the kind of hole that has been dug in the ECG, it's almost like a bottomless pit.
Right.
And so it's going to take us quite a time to do that. We need to invest in the ECG, in the transmission grid, in the distribution grid of ECG in particular, and of course work around working effectively the cash waterfall mechanism before. It could take a year or two, but that could be a good timing than to rush.
And also, the call for privatizing ECG, if that should go through successfully, do you think that the concerns of measure would also be a feasible concern?
Well, the most important thing that we are looking for today is not really a measure or whatever. Mm-hmm. What we are looking for is a strategy to ensure that the ECG's inefficiencies has been addressed and that they are sound and they are, you know, actions is not impacting negatively on the entire sector. And so first, let's go. If it will take the privatization to bring up what we want, so be it. And I'm sure this is a step that we could have taken long time ago. But for our own mistakes and our own poor handling of the PBS-ECG approach, that's where we are today. But it's not too late to go back to the table and look for an alternative and find better ways to ensure that we are value for money, devoid of greed and corruption. And of course, we'll be in a very good position as a country.
Many thank you for talking to us, Nana Moise. Now, let's bring you some election-related stories. Research Group Global Info Analytics says more than 70% of voters want to know how political parties and their candidates will address economic challenges confronting the country. In two separate polls conducted with a month to the general elections, voters say the economy and the improvement of their livelihoods matter most to them. Let's speak to Executive Director of the group, Musa Danka. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us. Good afternoon, and if you can hear me, I would have thought that with just 23 days to the elections, many people would have decided who they are voting for. With this new concern, do you think that it really matters most? Unfortunately, I'm unable to connect to him, but I'm sure that I'll be able to connect him, bring you his response. But meanwhile, a former Deputy Finance Minister, Mona Kwote, tells Blessed Soga on the Joy News' X Spaces that the next NDC administration will seek to work irrespective of the constraints to tackle the depreciation of the city and also to bring the economy back to life. Well, let's still go back to Musa Danka. He's back on the line. Good afternoon, and if you can hear me. So with this...
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
New concern of voters. I would have thought that with just 23 days to the elections, many people would have made up their mind on as to how and who they are going to be voting for. But let us in on how those polls would affect anything at all.
Right. Thank you very much. Many of the concern on the economy. I mean, the economy was the focus of the people who said the top issue was the economy. And as I have, nearly 2% already made up here. So any candidate to address the voters with regard to economy probably has. And in terms of changing my very own intent to change their mind between now and between my election.
Mr. Musa, I'm unable to hear you quite clearly, maybe because of the network, but is it an equal ratio of persons looking to hear from both the NDC and the NPP as well?
The number is very small. Those who are waiting to hear from them, you have about 7% that they are like their mind, depending upon how they go. But 82% said they've already made up their mind. You have another 11%. Who said they are neutral by changing their mind with regards to their voting intention. So clearly you can see that the window is starting for changing mind.
Well, on the screen here is we've got the economy, jobs, education, roads, corruption, healthcare, and the economy definitely 76 and 75 leading the polls that you have conducted. I see healthcare. Personally, are you concerned about the percentage that are talking about healthcare?
No, I'm not concerned at all, because it's about people's priority or their pressing needs today. Today, their pressing needs is on the economy, the jobs, and education. Maybe some other time, you will see health rising up, but at the moment, it's not high on the radar of cooking.
Well, again, Mr. Musa, so if I connect the economy to, I would connect the economy to roads, but I see that roads is quite far off with just 24% and 25% again as well. Would you like to touch on that briefly?
Yes. I mean, you see, when you are facing economic crisis, as we are right now, the roads in your community really is a secondary issue. It is when those economic issues have been addressed, and then you have maybe jobs there, then you see roads that become a big issue. And indeed, these are national averages. When you go to certain regions, where you find roads would differ from where you will find roads, let's say Accra, roads may be higher in Accra than roads in Ashanti region or roads in Eastern region. Depends upon where you are in the region, the roads may have a different ranking. But nationally, this is what we are seeing.
Many thanks for joining us. Let's move on. Meanwhile, a former Deputy Finance Minister, Monakote, tells Blessed Soga on Joinees' X Spaces that the next NDC administration will see to work irrespective of the constraints to tackle the depreciation of the cedi and also bring the economy back to life.
Spoken about, it's going to be about the economy, and that's what the NDC is going to be focusing on. As I said earlier, we'll implement the economic transformation agenda. It's a big agenda. There will be different time frames for it. Those that can be quick fixes will be done, like taxes and so forth, but it will be underpinned by the structural reforms that are needed. So all those will be done in the first 100 days. As much as we can do under the difficulty that is being left behind. But I'm so glad that I'm hearing people making positive, constructive recommendations. And we are going to call on all of them to help put their shoulder to the wheel and get this nation back on track. And that's why we are calling for a resetting of the economy and creating prosperity for all. It's about people. It's people first. And we'll need everyone on board to make this happen. We are suffering in Ghana. The hardship is too much. The rhetoric is too much. There have been so much lies told. To date, lies are still being told.
On to that campaign show next. Now, presidential candidate for the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mohammed Dubamia, has boasted of the successful implementation of the free senior high school policy, saying that his government has proven doubters wrong. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement in Bosumtwi, Dr. Bomia said the free SHS policy, which was introduced by the NPP government in 2017, has been a game changer for Ghana's education sector, contrary to what the NDC preached.
Na said ye Ghana ekono na ye nkoda bebre enya kwan enko senior high school na abeye sikasem na sikafuoma etimiko na ohiafuoma omuntiminko na yesu ye nimse Ghana ha ohiafu odoso se sikafu na ohiafu omuntiminko dia enye Ghana na yewo problem yebeka ichiri ndi efa adwen se ye de hihye beba free SHS no na obiama tibiko sa senior high school na nanu yeshe sa bonu
secondary education was a very difficult thing for the poor. That is why the NPP decided to implement free senior high school. We have successfully implemented the policy and we are seeing great results. Our doubters, we have proven our doubters wrong. The NDC didn't believe we can do this, but here we are. My government will do more to improve the free senior high school policy and also introduce new initiatives to make it better.
And a year budget. And I had the free SHS, a share budget mo. And I had share 2017, echo a year free SHS. And if
you. From Nana Bwachi Adam, who's been following Dr. Baumier's campaign. Nana Bwachi, good afternoon. What more can you report?
Well, good afternoon, MFA. Today happens to be day 9 of the Vice President's tour in the Ashanti region. He is going through 4 constituencies today. Currently, the Vice President is having a stakeholder engagement at the Ahinima Achuma Pauma constituency. Later onwards, the Vice President would be going to the Bantama constituency, would go on to Kwadaso, and then have stakeholders engagement and also hold mini rallies to speak to party supporters. Just as you heard him say earlier, he's been touting the achievements of the current government and also saying that, be what it may, the NPP has done so well with the implementation of the free senior high school policy. He said that his government, if elected in 2024, this December election, would continue to do more to improve upon Ghana's educational system.
Right. Where did you say he's going next after this place, the Bantama constituency?
Well, from Bantama, he's going to Kwadaso. You'll be having the stakeholders engagement at Kwadaso, then have a mini rally over there. He would also do some door-to-door campaign, and then he would also speak to the clergy, traditional leaders, and also the Islamic community.
Is this his first door-to-door in the Ashanti region?
No, this is not his first door-to-door. Since the vice president started the campaign 2 weeks ago, he has always done the door-to-door campaign. I think that it is one major thing that he does when he gets out there to campaign. So this is not his first door-to-door. Everywhere he goes, every constituency, the vice president does the door-to-door campaign.
What has been the responses of these people anytime he knocks at their doors? I know the Ashanti region definitely is a stronghold of the NPP, but I'd like to know that him being the vice president, have people also been expressing their concerns about how the current economy is?
Well, people really do when he's having the engagement with them, especially when he has the when he holds the stakeholders' engagement with the clergy, traditional leaders, and then the Islamic community. One thing that they do complain about is the current state of the economy, roads, infrastructure, education. These things are some of the things that really comes up when he's having the stakeholders' engagement. And even when he goes to the doors of these people, when he's having the door-to-door campaign, when he's speaking with them, convincing them to vote for him, they raise questions about the current state of the economy. Then he gives them assurance that his government, if elected, will do so well to improve upon the lives of the ordinary Ghanaian.
Thank you, Nana Bwash, and definitely we'll touch base with you during election brief for more details. Now, moving on, voters in the Yawaso Central constituency are relentless in voicing the key issues driving their decisions: a robust economy, a stronger city, improved security, and better sanitation top the list of priorities as they head to the polls. In this edition of Constituency Lens, Carlos Kaloni takes us to the Yawaso Central constituency here in the capital, where both the NPP and the NDC are fiercely outdoing each other to sway voters to their sides.
This is one of the constituencies that has remained loyal to the Elephant family since 1996. The NDC has never won this constituency. What are the issues on the heart of electorate here in the Yawaso Central constituency?
If you could remember, during 2016, they campaigned about the economic issues. So it's the same thing you're going to watch, to vote against them out. Because now we are buying KK for here at Circle, 7 cities. The lies is too much. Boss, if I have money on me and I'm experienced doing so, I can even buy a generator and buy in some fuel.
And the economy is very bad, as you can see. We are all in the system and we all know what is going on. You understand me? So we are going to vote based on the economy and the system. At the moment as we speak, the system is hot, totally hot. Nobody can get three square meal a day to eat.
Somebody should prompt our vice president that we did not vote for him for what? Digitalization. Apps can't do anything for us. For now, what we need is food on the table.
As for me, they haven't voted. Simple because I don't know the essence of going to vote.
Away from the street, what are the concerns of market women also here in the Malam Atar market?
They like to, they say they have brought another new this thing and it's running fast. So this year for the election, we want us to change the bill for us.
That free exit, me particular, I don't like it because it's more than we pay the school fees.
Leonardo, MPP are buying deer. It's in a show.
Sorry. I also that I know there's no way NDC will even get 40%.
I'm surprised he's telling you that I can't get 40% of the vote. The first time I came, I contested as a candidate, I put almost 46%.
So these have been the concerns of constituents here in the Yawaso Central constituency who are hinging their decision of vote on a number of issues, from security to sanitation to the economy. Well, this has been your Constituency Lens with me, Carlos Kaloni.
Away from elections, the Center for Water Sanitation and Hygiene, a non-governmental organization, has donated solar-powered mechanized water system to 2 senior high schools in the Upper East region to relieve the students of the challenges of lack of access to water and promote good sanitation in the school. Correspondent Albert Story has more.
The beneficiary schools are the St. John's Integrated Senior High School in Navrongo and the Azem Namwa Senior High Technical School in the Bongo District. Until now, the lack of water at St. John's Integrated Senior High School, which has a student population of over 1,500, significantly hampered teaching and learning and the overall well-being of the students. Similarly, at the Azim Namua Senior High and Technical School, students and staff said life on campus was very difficult due to the insufficient water supply. This school has a population of nearly 800 students and 40 staff members who all struggled to get water for their daily activities on campus.
We always suffer a lot to get water in campus. Sometimes we go outside the campus to fetch water, but outside there, they always harass us with the girls. So it is always difficult for us to get water, to be able to go to class early, perhaps, and do other activities.
We depend on only one borehole, which sometimes got spoiled. We have to go outside and get water, which prevent us from our daily activities.
Help has, however, arrived as the Center for Water, Sanitation and Hygiene, C-WASH, a non-governmental organization, has donated solar-powered mechanized water systems to the two senior high schools. Each water system features a 3,000-liter water storage tank to ensure the availability of safe drinking water. The donation is part of the WASH in Senior High Schools project implemented with funding support from the NSPIER Foundation. The initiative aims to enhance the health and well-being of students and staff while fostering a conducive learning environment.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We check the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Samuel Volashi is the project manager for the Center for Water, Sanitation and Hygiene.
This school has no water at all. The toilet facilities, they have some, but they cannot use it. We did a baseline assessment. What we got from them, some don't even bath because the water is not there. It's hampering the teaching and learning. It makes them come to class late. The girls, when they are in their messes, it's difficult for them to take care of themselves. And some even stay in the dormitory. And looking at this, we decided to just come in and then support them with the sponsorship of Inspire Foundation of Switzerland. And we're going to rehabilitate all the toilet facilities for them as well, so that they can be able to use the toilet facilities and then we end open defecation.
The students and administration of the two schools were grateful for the gesture. Ebenezer Tay is the headmaster of the Azim Namua Senior High and Technical School.
This project will give us water 24 hours a day. Students will not have to go outside to look for water. They will be in their dormitories, and water will flow to the dormitories, and they will fetch. And this, we hope this will reduce our time that is lost previously looking for water and will improve our instructional hours. We have formed a committee, the WASH committee. They will be going around inspecting facilities. Anytime there is a problem, they will report to management for management to take action.
For Joy News, Albert Sori, Bongo.
Let's take you to Good Park Accra Mall, where the Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair is happening. And Sheila Sechi is there to bring us updates. Hi, Sheila. Good afternoon. And please bring us updates on how it's going so far.
It is day one at the Good Park Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair happening right now. Listen, it's a good place to shop with Kwame Eugene playing in the background. Make your way right here to the Good Park. This is Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair and powered by Hits FM. There are a lot of things happening. We are just 3 hours in and we already have the place buzzing. The energy is quite contagious. Now, I'm a little bit hungry. And so why don't we move just a little bit to B-Diet. B-Diet is a cereal, a wholesome cereal, food making machine, if you would call it. Now, this is Mr. Charles, aka B-Diet. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
Now, I understand that he's coming all the way from Tamale. Yes. Tell us why all the way, why so far?
Yes, so we see this as an opportunity to showcase to Ghanaians and to the world what we are doing at B-Diet, our beautiful natural products, our granola, our breakfast cereals, our honey, our biscuits made from orange flesh sweet potato, natural healthy products that we want to showcase to Ghanaians.
Your granola is quite interesting. There's a lot of mixture. I see coconut, I see a little bit of granuts, I see millet as sweet potato as well. Tell us what goes into making of your granola.
Yeah, so for B-Diet, our focus is on giving our clients good nutrition. So for every product that we have, we carefully choose the ingredients. So the sweet potato plays the role of adding pro-vitamin A into it. Sweet orange flesh sweet potato is high in beta carotene, which gives us vitamin A in our body. And then we have pumpkin seed, natural seed, cashew nuts. We already know that it is good for us. And then also we have sorghum. Sorghum is a very good cereal. So in place of oats, that is in mini granola, we have sorghum in our granola. So it makes our granola gluten-free. Very healthy and very delicious.
Now, aside your variety of breakfast cereal, let's talk about your biscuit. It feels or looks quite crunchy from here.
Yeah, so the biscuit is also made from orange flesh sweet potato and sorghum. So as I said earlier, our focus is on giving our clients, giving Ghanaian good nutrition. So we have selected orange flesh sweet potato, which is high in beta carotene, which gives our vitamin A in our body. And then we have also added sorghum to us. Sorghum is a very healthy cereal that everybody should have in your diet. So you don't need to struggle. Just buy B-Diet biscuits and then B-Diet granola, and then you will have the benefits of sorghum. We also have the breakfast cereals that are very delicious, very nutritious. We have sorghum.
I can tell they're delicious. I'll come back to you, right? I'll come back to you, Mr. B-Diet. But let's move straight to natural life beverages. I'll definitely take a sip before I leave here. Natural life beverages. I see a variety of sweet plantain chips. I see spicy coated nuts. I see, which one is this one, sir?
So this is lightly salted plantain chips, and we have the sweet plantain chips, and we also have spicy coated nuts. Wow. Yes.
Now, what do you think makes you stand out? Because we see a lot of plantain chips on the market. What makes yours stand out?
Okay, so with our plantain chips, it's very crispy to chew, and also you don't get to feel the oil back in your mouth after chewing. Yes, so that's basically that. And we have the nuts. It's being coated with flour and a bit of ginger. That clash or two like that. So it goes with drinks, either alcohol or, you know, non-alcohol. It's very nice.
Now, I like the thought of ginger in my mouth. And so I'm still on foods, but hey, let's move. Let's still sweep. This is the Made in Ghana Fair, Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair. And we are here at the Good Park. Make your way here, guys. A lot of things are happening. One thing that runs through is smiley faces. I see a lot of people smiling. And of course, who wouldn't smile at the thought of tilapia? Yay! Who wouldn't smile at the thought of tilapia? So I'm here at Turkey Berry. I'm here at Volta Catch. And let me speak to this beautiful lady. Hello, madam. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? I'm fine.
You look excited already. I hope that this is making, you know, this is worth the while.
Yes. I mean, we are just finishing to set up. So we are here. Your favorite tilapia is in for the Made in Ghana Fair, and we hope you will come around. We are preparing an exciting game. There will be banquet and tilapia. There will be so much more. So please come by our stand, and then you will go with a beautiful smile and some very, very fresh tilapia to eat with your family.
Well, what would you say is that's day one of the Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair, and if you didn't know, it's day one. You can just make your way there, where you can get many options to choose from, upgraded locally made products right there at Good Park around the Accra Mall area. But right now, though, you're watching Joy News Today, and we'll go for a quick break when we come back. Business news.
Every day, people have money emergencies. Ma, I need my school fees emergency. My chop money emergency. Emergency, emergency.
Crash it, I'm your race.
Emergency. Now, there's a new emergency number in town.
More money, challenge and enjoyment. At the top life we got.
Dial star 770 hash for all your money emergencies in Chop Life.
Dial star 770 hash for money emergencies and get easy and quick access to your money, loans, and other banking needs. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Are you tired of the hassle and stress of owning a property in Accra? Do you crave quality, beauty, elegance, and security in a serene environment? Then look no further than Elegant Homes and General Construction. Our homes are architecturally unique with detailed finishing. They also come with 24-hour security, tarred roads, solar streetlights, covered drains, and are constructed within shedding. At Elegant Homes, we offer you a truly serene environment with social amenities and, oh, payment terms that are super flexible. Elegant Homes also fabricates and sells high-quality UPVC windows, doors, profiles, plasterboards, gypsum adhesives, and other building materials. Visit our office, Captain Manso. Contact us via the following phone numbers. 0244-699-053, 0576-597-419, or 0248-974-428. All our numbers are available on WhatsApp. Visit our website at www.eleganthomesgh.com. Elegant Homes. Where quality meets value.
My name is Sheikh Aremia Oshaib. I'm a Kodoyo Advisory Board member and a member of the National Peace Council. As December 7, 2024 elections approach, the subject that has been of concern to all of us is that of peace. As citizens, let us remember that the greatest of the favors and the grace which God has given to be bestowed on us is our national peace. As a people, let's keep the peace of our country before, during, and after the elections. We need Ghana to survive as citizens beyond the election cycles of our country. Whether young or old, whether MPP, NDC, PNC, we need one Ghana to be able to survive.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.